You got a double chin? Is that what you're doing? All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotion. This morning we are at Deuteronomy. Sorry, trying to get things together here. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And we're going to be looking at verses 48 through 52. 48 through 52. So just five verses or so. You want to open up in your Bible there, Dan? 32, 48 through 52. Yeah, right to it. Good. All right. So I already had some coffee. Do you want to have a little sip here?
Oh.
Sure. Hey, why is your shirt inside and out and backwards? What am I going to do with you, boy? Howdy. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for time together. Thank you for your word. Please help us as we read to understand. Please let us to know what you would have for us to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, can you scoot this way? Sit up and scoot this way?
Sure.
Oop, I got your Bible. Go ahead. Okay. All right. You can even sit on your knees if you want. Normally, you like sitting like that. All right. All right. Deuteronomy 32, verses 48 through 52. All right, Moses is going to die. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, verse 49, you looking at it, Dan? Go up this mountain of the Abiram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, across from Jericho. View the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel as a possession, and die on the mountain which you ascend. And be gathered to your people, just as Aaron, your brother, died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, though you shall not go there, and the land which I am giving to the children of Israel. Well, remember, we're doing this a second time because what happened to the last one? Yeah, your microphone wasn't turned on, so it was half the conversation was missing. So,
oh shucks!
Oh shucks! Why don't we actually move you right next to that microphone?
Yay!
So, we got three questions to ask. A, what is this
about?
B, what's the
best for us to summarize?
All right, and regular C, what are we?
Called to do.
We don't need a song. Okay, so hey, what's this about? What do you think? What's this section about?
I think it's about that. Die on the mountain.
Okay, so Moses is going to die on the mountain. Good. Why is he got to die on the mountain? Why doesn't he get to go with them into the promised land?
Because he disobeyed God.
Yeah, he disobeyed God. When did he do that?
2 years ago.
Yeah, a number of years ago, right, when they were in the desert and they were complaining that they didn't have any water, and the Lord said, I'm going to give you water from the rock. And what does Moses do?
Well, boom!
Yeah, he hits the rock twice, right? And he's mad at them. And did he show God's holiness?
Yeah, no.
Nope. No, right? And that's what this is getting at. Here, right? Because you trespassed against me, verse 51.
Is he going to jump off the mountain?
No, he's not going to jump off the mountain. He's just going to die. Among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah in the wilderness of Zin. Because, why? Because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel. What does that mean to hallow?
Love.
Not love, but to show God as holy. Right? Did Moses show God as holy by hitting the rock?
He showed himself.
Yeah, he showed himself.
He was trying to make God seem good, but he made him the best.
Yeah, so he kind of exalted himself, but then he also didn't show God's holiness. So what do you think is the best verse to summarize this section?
All of them.
All of them? You want 48 through 52. Well, I have 50 and 52 underlined, but I could see somebody convincing me to underline verse 51. So maybe I would go with all of them too. What do you think about C, calling?
I think it's... Only don't die on a mountain.
Okay, don't die on the mountain.
Second, be holy to God.
Yeah, should we treat God as holy? Should we revere, fear him?
Yeah, but not make ourselves. If God gives you a miracle, you can't be like, oh, I did this miracle. I have $3,000 now.
Okay, yeah, so don't exalt yourself over even some that the Lord gives you. Yeah, right. So even especially like leaders in the church, right? Moses was a leader of God's people. And was he to be filled with pride about these types of things or impatient with the people? No, right? He was to show God as holy. Interestingly, Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, right? When you pray, pray like this. Our Father who is in heaven. Remember the next part? Hallowed be thy name, right? And so Jesus even teaches us now when we pray, right? To hallow God's name. Do you know what the Bible says, what this rock was representing?
The rock of Jesus.
Yeah, it's Jesus who's the rock.
The cornerstone.
Well, the cornerstone is in a different image, right? But he's saying at Kadesh Barnea, when he struck the rock, that rock was Christ. Because Christ is living water. Christ is the one who gives the living water. And so we can even now cry out to the Lord and he'll give us living water.
Living water? I need some water right now.
You need water right now? Well, I got coffee. Sorry.
Oh, shit. I can't.
God's got to give you the living water. I can't give you that.
God can't give me the living water.
Well, we got to be careful even about that type of joking, right? Because is that treating God as holy? Right, so we want to be careful and make sure that we're treating God as holy, right? Is he our bro? Is he just somebody we trifle around with? No way.
But our friends we can do that with.
Yeah, our friends you could do that with. So we are our Father's sons. He loves us. But we must always remember that he is the great God, almighty, ruler of heaven and earth.
So you're children to God.
Yeah, we are sons of God if we have his spirit in us.
Okay, so you're a son.
Yeah. 38. Yep, and I'm still my daddy's son, too. I'm still Papa's son.
Yeah, but God's probably like 5,000.
Well, God doesn't have an age, right? He's without beginning and without end. But yeah, you're right. He's an eternal father.
He's a lot older than me.
Well, he doesn't have age, right? He's eternal. He always was. Always is and always will be.
He's not 9 years old, though.
No.
Old?
No. All right. You ready to pray or do you want me to pray?
You and me.
You and me. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
So I'll pray half and you pray half.
Okay, go ahead.
God, please help that we have a good day and please help that we bring home that this is the God and you can't joke around with him, but you can do it with your friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we do pray that you would please let us know that the rock of our salvation, Jesus, is there for us. Lord, we pray that you would please help us to hallow your name. And God, we pray, thanking you that even though Moses was not allowed to enter into the promised land, there was consequences for his sin. Yet, Lord, we thank you that you didn't forsake Moses for his sin. You didn't tell him that your face turned away from me and you didn't love him. Lord, so we thank you for even loving sinners like Moses and like us. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, may God love you. May you know that you are one of his children. And may you hallow his name. We'll see you next time.
Bye.